Blog Talk Radio.
All aboard to New Jerusalem. All aboard to New Jerusalem. How you doing, sir? You got your ticket? Just leave your bag. Leave your bag. Come here.
Another day in the Care to Read Room. You have your only live coming to you from my studio. That's right. I am your advisor, the one you need. I am your empress, the one you want. And I am your advocate, the one you certainly need. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. To my old friends, I say what's up. And to my new friends, I say welcome. Have a seat. We are embarking on a new segment entitled Treatment for Women. Now, as you notice on the billboard, it said women in treatment breathe easy in and out of the inhalation. That is our next segment that should go with the next topic. However, our topic today is talking about how many signs of aging is your skin showing and how we can make a recommendation to use anti-aging products that will help us to age gracefully. We're going to be talking to you about your skin, which is not just your face, but over 70% of your body has skin on it. So we're talking about all of your skin, not the baby fine skin on your face, but all of it and how you can beautify it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're glad that you can join us on this train ride And boy, we're going to be taking you on a journey. That's because we want you to start doing something about treating yourself right, women. Treating yourself well would mean preventative maintenance, doing things to prevent the body from aging rapidly. So we're going to talk to you younger women today as well. And we want those young men to come in the room, too, because we're talking to younger people from the age of 20 all the way up until eternity. That's right, because we're going to cover cosmetic products that we'll talk about starting at the age of 20. Now, you say, well, why would you want to start at age 20, Omi? Because we're not aging yet. Yes, you are. The bulk of your trouble will start at the age of 20, and we want to give you some preventive maintenance so that you can start to fight off and ward off those potential problems that you could foresee in your 50-plus years. So when you start with the 20th year, you can prolong that aging process by enhancing the collagen as well as making sure that you do the right things as preventive maintenance. And this is the time when you start that at age 20. So how is everyone doing this evening? And I know you're ready for some Dirty Dozen today, because we're gonna take this Dirty Dozen and make it into an earmark, and we're gonna earmark it for our line dance. I love the song so much that we have to keep this song on our show. And Christians, you have to have a line dance too, and an introduction to your dancing as well, because we are African Americans, and that is part of our culture that we do dance, and we dance to everything and sing to everything. So therefore, it's no more than fitting, like in Jumping the Broom, that we should have a song that we do our line dance with. And this is naturally being spoken today on this radio show, that the Dirty Dozen dance is created by Omi on this show. And those of you who want to step up, we're going to give you instructions of how to do this line dance so you know exactly what you're doing. And it's not going to be the hokey pokey, but it's going to be some official steps that we're going to put together. Maybe one day you'll get the chance to meet up with Omi and we'll be out somewhere and we can do this line dance together when we see each other. But until then, we'll do it on the show here. So why don't we start this thing off right with a dirty line dancing. So if you stand to your feet with me right before we go over and give praise and worshiping, we're going to get this out of the way right now before we forget it. Stand to your feet. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you side by side with a man next to you. This isn't the kind of line dance where you just stand next to your friend. Every other person should be a male, female, male, female, male, female, because you're going to do-si-do your partner. All right, is everyone lined up now? I want to see four rows to the back, okay? And as we're going to slide to the right is our first move, where we're going to take our body and shimmy down to the right, then we're going to shimmy down to the left, and then we're going to slide to the right two times, slide to the right two times, slide to the left two times. Then we're going to get it going on, and then I'm going to do a free-for-all for you. But this is our official dance, is a Dirty Dozen dance. Even though it's Sunday, this is a Dirty Dozen, and you know how African-Americans do. We play the dozen, so now we're going to do the dozen. Stand to your feet and get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And as I said, remember, we're going to go to our right, then go to our left. Now, when we get to the point where I tell you to turn around and do-si-do your partner, I want you to do-si-do your partner. Males will be bowing. Women will be corsetting. So let's get ready to do our Dirty Dozen. If you don't mind, line up. Here we go. All right.
Right.
partner. All right, you've heard it from Omi. That is Mama Do the Lordy Log Dance. It's our line dance, our official line dance for this room. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. Now, why don't you just settle down by taking deep breaths, breathing in and out, getting yourself back in composure. As you know, we like those energy levels to rise. Breathe in with me. I'll synchronize my vital signs while you synchronize yours. Now, let's just go on over to the talking care room so we can acknowledge our ancestors as we normally do. I don't know if you've set up your altars yet, but you ought to, and you need to get them in position because we are going to be calling on our ancestors more often, and we are going to be acknowledging them and giving them praise and worshiping. As I set my glasses out for my mother's spirit and my father's spirit to pour libation, and I put my candles here, you should be doing the same thing. You should know this routine by now. I like to pour a glass of water for my father's spirit that he might quench his thirst and he might find his way back to this circle of family. And I say, I say, and you do the same. I like to pour a glass of water for my mother's spirit that her thirst may be quenched also and that she may find her way back home as she quenched her thirst. I say, I say. I like to pour libations to the east, and I say, I say. From where our help comes, I say. I like to pour libations to the west. Go, yes, go west, young man, and find your inheritance. I like to pour libations to the south, which is considered as up for us in Egypt. I like to pour libations to the north, which is in Egypt, the direction of going up. The upper now, the lower now. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to pour your water to the ground. And as you pour your water to the ground, make sure that the ground is fertile where the water will fall, making sure that the word will be planted fertile in the ground and that where you pour the water, it will take root. Someone will speak and give the word. And continue to give the word, but God will give the increase. I like to pour libations to the ground now. You ought to be pointed to some flower or some cup. As the water hits the ground, we pray that the water will take root and the words will spring up in someone's life. And someone's life will be added to, and favor will be given to you, and you will begin to understand the benefits of a routine lifestyle in praising your ancestors, acknowledging them, communing with them, and calling their name. I'd like to call Clara Mae Jenkins' name today, Robert Jenkins' name today. I light a candle for Clara Mae Jenkins, and I say, I say. I light a candle for Robert Jenkins, and I say, I say. I say, Mother and Father, may this light guide you through the annals of the Middle Passage. May this light guide you from the tyranny and tyranny of slave ships. And that good ship, Mother Jesus, that held you bound, may that ship turn over and give up its deceased loved ones and slave members. Father, we know we were not slaves when we went on that slave ship, but it took many years to make us into slaves. May we take off and throw off the yoke that was on our back of being slave men and women, and may we be free bonded men and women today with our right frame of mind, understanding what we went through was a preparation to make us a greater people. Help us to understand that we are standing but by the grace of God and that that annal of the history page never be torn out, that our children will always see where we came from in order to know where we're going. Slavery was but a chapter in our life, but that we came from greatness and that our ancestors' pages were written on the hearts of men and women over in the dynasty when Hatshepsut was in office and Nefer, Queen Queen Nefertiti, and when we had Amun-Ra functioning as the gods of this universe. Help us to remember what we used to be. Now, Father, open up our medulla oblongata and our third eye so that we can remember from whence we came when we used the mental telepathy to move the bricks in the pyramid, that it was our very mind that did the work. And, Father, we're no longer slaves. We are no longer bondmen, slaves to anything. And, Father, we could not sub anything when we are gods. Help us to walk in the right place of the gods. May the gods stand today. May they be called forward today. May they realize that in a moment, in a twinkling of the eye, we will be in rulership again, because this world's order and rulership is temporarily about to be ended, and we have to put ourselves in a position to lead. Now help us, Father, to call ourselves gods. Help us to be reminded of who we are, that we are the gods of this world, and we must commune with our Godhead. And God, we know that you are but a manifestation of three manifestations of God. And you could not be God without being a master manifestation, knowing that you have all essence and many essence, and we acquire all of those essence. Therefore, we too can call ourselves God. And Father God, we magnify you and give you all the honor and the praise. We lift you high today. We acknowledge who you are, and we pay homage to you today. May you accept our offering with a sweet-smelling savior, and may you give us favor in this land that's desolate and dry, and may you expediently press us towards the mark so that we are prepared to lead again, Father. Clean us up, Father. Help us to kill off the old man every day. Help us to shed the skin so that we come into new dispensation, a new world order, Father, where we are in rulership with good character, good conduct, Iwa Pelu, and that we are better men and women, and that now we've learned our lesson that when we come into rulership again, Father, that we will appreciate our kingdom. And we will not be like our slave masters, but we will have pity and mercy upon those who are less fortunate, Father. Now watch over the humpback, Father, and watch over the albino and the desolate and disabled ones. And, Father, give them favor as you begin to take control over rulership again. Father, I know you said that we would rule this world and you would give us dominion and you would not have any access to the affairs of man. But Father, expediently, this 400 years that we're waiting for, help us to get through this year so that the time and the clocks will be changed, where rulership will be given back into the hand of the darker skin, the Nubian brother and sister again, and prove us to be worthy, Father. Before you come, help us get ready and be worthy to rule again under one government, well order. And we say thank you, Father, and we magnify you and lift you up and give you all the glory and honor. And for every family represented here today, I speak into their households. May their families be blessed down to the thousand generation. For those of you who love God, but for those of you who hate the sound of God, may they be cursed down to the thousand generation. And Father, we said cursed, you said cursed was anything that hung up on a tree. And Father God, we know Jesus to be living inside of us, not a man that's dead on a cross, but living in each one of us. Let us carry out the inactive character of Jesus in our life, and let us be a pure example of who Jesus was. We know Jesus was a concept. Let us live out that concept today so that everyone can see Jesus through our eyes and our lives, so that we may prove ourselves acceptable and worthy of that good and perfect conduct. We thank you, Father. We give you all the glory and grace. And today, as we embark upon the treatment for women, help us to heal ourselves, Father. Show us how to mend our bodies back together and knit ourselves back together and become whole and one with the universe. And we say thank you, Mother Earth. We say thank you to the coyote. We say thank you to the wolf. We say thank you to the owl and to the eagle and to the hawk and to the rivers and to the stream. We want to praise you and magnify you that you are connected to us. We are divinely connected in one world order. Help us to be appreciative of who you were and who you are and who you are yet to become, universe. Help us to be peaceful and peacemakers in all of the lives of the near insects as well as the animals and the mammals. Help us to learn to become attached to one another as mammals. And because we are higher mammals, we love one another and we're patient with one another and we practice the Beatitudes. Show us how to love again, Father. And those men who are faking it with women, change their hearts and let them be true and dedicated. And those women who are faking it with men, come up to part, women. We have no more time for relationships falling out of character. We must live up to the true character that God has put on us, that perfect human being, which we came here lacking and wanting and needing anything. Let us come back to our true selves today. As the lovers that we are, let us love one another and let us help one another and pick ourselves up and others by the bootstraps. And we say to God, be the glory. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go back over to our area to get ready for our discussion. Omi had quite a bit on her heart to say today, and the Spirit was truly moving with me. I make no apologies for the Spirit because I give him utterance or her utterance of the vocal cords. I yield myself to the Spirit. Once again, how are we doing out there? Let's go to station identification. Omi needs to compose herself. However, I do want to know, have you made up your mind who you're going to serve? You cannot be existing without serving someone in your life. I've made my mind up. My question is, who are you going to serve?
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God!
Yes, sir!
Make the choice today. Who you going to serve?
Come on now. Who you going to serve? We're going to serve the Lord. That's who we're going to serve. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us here in the Care to Read Room. And those digits are 646-478-0270. Pick up your phone and join us. We're in here for a discussion talking about treatments for the skin. And that doesn't just include your facial skin, but your whole body. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to draw your attention to how many signs of aging is your skin showing right now? Not just your face, remember. Look at your face. Now, you're going to look at some deep wrinkles, some enlarged pores, the redness of discoloration. You probably have some crow feet out there, laughing lines, sagging jawlines, aging spots. Spider veins, dryness, droopy, weak skin. You probably also have a little bit of the sagging and the portfolio skin. That's a new one, is, and I put on you, the photoaging aspect. Now, we're going to be talking about what is stages of beauty. That's a new product that's just been researched, ladies and gentlemen. It's a natural biotanical program that they put together that has extract, that has all kinds of green teas and natural biotanical seed oils and amino acid, apple stems and cells and biotanical extract. These are proven powerful natural ingredients. One of them is the monk pepper berry. That's right, very powerful herb. And resveratrol also. These products have been put together for the benefit of beautifying stages of the skin. And the stages of beauty is a line of four unique creams, formulas especially designed for aging. And we said we're going to start with the 20-year-olds. Now, the 20-year-olds have to be very, very careful because that's where you start to age. Your skin can look radiant on one hand, but you need the product for the 20-year is called the Radiant Treatment, okay? And that's the Radiant Treatment Creams. And this lightweight cream is infused with all of those herbs such as monk pepper berry and amino acids and complete proteins for the DNA aspect of the skin, because the skin has to get ready, because this is where the aging starts in, and we have to make sure that on every account that you are doing something to strengthen your skin. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about the 20 so you'll know that this is where the dryness comes in at. You want to fight these signs of aging by supporting the collagen and the elasticity. And while you're helping the skin maintain itself, it's important to slough off dead skin on all parts of your body, on the surface layers. And your immunity has to be ready to replenish itself. Of the immunity through the biotanical extract that helps speed up the process. Now, you want to start at age 20 for using the Radiant Treatment. Now, it goes into your 30s. Now, the 30s, okay, you're going to be looking at the Harmony Treatment Cream, and that's for the 30s, and this stimulates the production of the collagen and the elasticity in your skin. Once again, they place this product called monk pepper in there with the peptides, and they blend that together. There's also algae extract, and algae is good for renewing the aging process and anti-aging product. So that is for the 30-year-old. They want to look at what happens to them at age 30. Let me go back, slow down. In our 20s, free radical damage happens. We think that the aging does not begin there, but this is when the aging is begun. And 80% of the lifetime, free radical damage is done at the age of the 20s. That's where the damage happens, before we turn 21. This hectic lifestyle that we live, the irritating lifestyle, our diets being whacked and inappropriate sleep. Now, this director goes on to say that this is when we create all the damage of puffy skin and toxic overload. And we need to maintain our skin. And we have to understand that in the 20s stage, we have to protect our skin and help repair it daily from damages that prevent us from being able to replenish ourselves. So therefore, the maintenance must start at the age 20. Now, at the age 30, as I told you, that product that you would be using at the age 30 is for women in their 30s. That's the Harmony Stimulant Cream. Now, this is when our collagen elasticity begins to decline in its ability to have elasticity. The first visible signs of aging with fine lines starts to appear. And in the 30s, our skin rate of regeneration during this dramatically stage, it leads to dull and uneven skin tones. In our 30s, our main priority is to help slow down the degenerating collagen and elasticity by fighting the free radicals. That's what you have to fight for. Free radicals leap into the skin and cause damage. Now, I'm doing this rather rapidly because of the time constraints. We must understand that you've got to get ready for this, because it's surely going to come, ladies and gentlemen. Now, going into the age of 40s, the layers of your skin, the tissues start to diminish, leading to thinner and more sensitive skin problems. The moisture barrier, you lose that also. It starts to decay. Decaying means to die, leading to noticeable dryness and less elasticity in the skin. This is where the photoaging comes in at, and that's what you need to look for. Also beginning to show through more freckles and sunspots. That's when you get your sunspots. And aging in the spider veins. You'll see more spider veins in the age of 40. And in your 40s, it is important, ladies and gentlemen, that we boost our skin levels of dehydration, meaning plenty of water, less beverages of pops and fluids and acids, but clear, fresh, refreshing water to help dehydrate, and use ingredients that are mild, not irritating. Don't use all that abrasive stuff on your skin. Preferably the product that I'm recommending, you might want to try. They have it on special. And you only need to pay $4.99 to get the full line for your skin type, all while helping non-even skin tones reduce their redness. You want to get rid of the redness in the skin. So this product is conducive for the 40s, and the firmness and elasticity will come back at age 40. Now we move on to my age bracket, the 50s plus. Hormonal changes, ladies. What can I tell you? The hormonal changes usually happen here. As I told you earlier, and I talked about that clot, and I didn't go into all the details, the clot is nothing but an egg waiting to be fertilized. And in some situations, I've been told that the clot can attach itself to the woman's womb, and it can produce another fetus of a female. However, it takes a lot to make a male. All clots and eggs come here in the female state. But in order to make a man, it takes an immaculate conception, because a man has to be created. He doesn't just come here on his own in an egg. Now, the hormones, back again, changes that send to the skin to go in overdrive. A change may come with the hormones, say, look, you need to go in overdrive. I can't take it anymore. I'm breaking down. Now, the most noticeable changes you'll see is in the level of hydration, how the skin looks drawn and dried out. This deals with a rapid deterioration of our skin. If you're noticing that you're more drier and your skin has less moisture, and you need to put up a barrier to fight it. You got to fight this hormonal problem, and it's important that we treat our skin with high hydration. When you're going through menopause, not only is your face dry, but your skin, your whole body of skin is dry. You must pamper it with products that have moisture in it to make the body come back into hydration so that it won't look so dried out. The ingredients that work to help repair the barriers At the same time, the skin also becomes thinner. Your skin will become much thinner. You don't have the plumpness anymore. You'll see a lot of thinning in the uterus linings as well during this time. The surface layers of the immune on the skin drastically decreases. To fight this thing, yes, you're going to have to fight it. The signs is important, so you watch for the sign to support collagen, putting more collagen and elasticity back in your skin with this stage, new stage product cream. Now, the one that is used for the 50s, you are going to be using the ultra hydrating serum cream. It's a serum so that it works with the DNA to help those hormones to balance out the collagen and elasticity and the production while helping the skin drastically become beautified. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish we had more time, but I want you to remember the ingredients: muck, pepper berry, and resveratrol, and C biotinical amino acids in apple stems and cells. These are all natural products. Please go out on the internet and you can look up this product. It is being advertised as a free product this month, where you can go and look for Stages of Beauty, and it is a free product. Only you pay for shipping, $4.99. It is a product that's been tested for the women of all ages and stages. And you've had this brought to you by OMI. I cannot offer anything. I would like to offer a disclaimer. These products were tested. You can go out, take a look at them. There's samples on the internet that you would love to hear more about. Research it. Don't take OMI's word for it. I cannot prove anything. I'm not a scientist backing this product. I'm only bringing you products for women who are going through treatment and ages of stages. We like to thank you so much for being a part of this segment and getting involved in understanding how we can treat ourselves and what we can do for ourselves and our skin. The skin that we live in is not just for our face, it's our whole body. You must treat your elbows, you must treat your crow feet where you have calluses. You must also use the fluffing and exfoliating brushes to brush off the dead skin so that you can have brand new skin that's ready to receive the treatment that you're about to give it. You don't have to use this product, but find some product that you can engage in for exfoliating and renewing your skin with the DNA. Go out and look on the internet. There are plenty of them. This one I gave to you because it's free of charge, and you might want to try it because there are many women out there that have tried it, and they have their comments and their recommendations, and you can read those. So go in peace, ladies and gentlemen, and be dehydrated. Be revived, get rid of those crow feet, enjoy yourself in the skin that you're in, because you certainly can treat yourself today. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get out of here. Our time is up. We'd like to thank you. And we thank you for joining us on this train ride. Let's get on the train.
All aboard to New Jerusalem. All aboard to New Jerusalem. How you doing, sir? You got your ticket? Just leave your bag. Leave your bag. Come here.
missed that train, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be bringing that train back through here tomorrow, same time, except we'll be on a little later tomorrow at 5:30. Today we brought it to you about 5 o'clock, just a half an hour early. You don't want to miss that train ride tomorrow. We're going to be talking about more treatments for women. We're going to be talking about the inhalation and the breathing, and we're going to also be talking about meditation and how beneficial it could be for your whole body. Today we tried to wash your body with the word as well as give you a chance to slough off those old dead cells and put on some new emollients and go out and Google those two stages that I talked to you, well, those several stages